quarterbacks coach.
Okay.
Let's start there. You mentioned Pete Carroll as a mentor. What did you glean from your time with Pete in 2010?
Oh, well, I mean, so much. That was year one with Pete in Seattle. So he was setting the culture of competition, setting the culture of, you know, that whole mentality of always competing. And that's the central theme of our program here. We got that from him, and we've never left it. And just to be around a guy like Pete, the energy, the enthusiasm, and the football acumen is incredible.
I'm not surprised by anything I see in college football anymore. Were you surprised that this job came open and you got a call?
Yeah, I think nobody expected this job to come open a week ago, because no one expected Coach Saban to retire a week ago, or the changes that occurred on that Tuesday, Wednesday of college football. When it opened, I think that sometimes you're, based on the success you have as a team, people call. And I would say our assistant coaches, our players, all made the opportunity for this call to happen.
I got engaged in Tucson, so it's fond memories, and I'm sure it has those for you too. What's the conversation like with family to say, we're going to uproot, we're going to go to Seattle?
Very difficult. We loved it. We loved it in Tucson. My kids love it. I have a ninth grader and sixth grader. My wife loved it. We've been there 3 years. We invested every blood, sweat, and tear to try to turn that program around from one win to 10 in 2 years. And it was very hard. It was very hard, but we're excited to move forward, move on, and be ready to go.
You talked about your team meetings with the guys who are still here. How do you build trust with them to say, I'm in for the long haul, I want you to be?
Patience, time, commitment. Understand they're not all going to just do it right away. They're not all just going to believe it all right away, and they shouldn't. And really what college football has come down to is it's a year-in and year-out deal that it – you're January to December, and we've got to get back to a little bit more of that commitment of team, a little bit longer togetherness than just a one-year deal. But, I think it's going to take them some time, and I understand that. And it's going to take our fans some time, and I understand that. So the only thing we can do is show them.
You coached in the Big Ten. I've called games there, State College on a snowy night, Columbus. What's your team, what's your program in store for in these long trips in hostile environments?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be challenging. It's going to be challenging, just like it's going to be challenging for them to come to us. But this is what we're meant for. This is what we're built for. Washington is a place that is a destination for a lot of recruits and for a lot of transfers and for a lot of players. And because of that, we're going to build this program the right way and be able to go be prepared for State College and be prepared for Ann Arbor and be prepared for the Shoot.
And Piscataway, getting back to your home turf.
Exactly right.
Coach Fish, thank you for the visit.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
See you again.
So, Aaron here.